Yeah. West Tigers Live, episode 27. Team doesn't deserve the real song to be played.
No, the song is commensurate to the way they play.
Yeah, I can't decide what's worse, their performance on the weekend or this song. I think their performance was actually worse.
Well, yeah, I mean, this guy doesn't sound like he's trying, at least.
Okay, let's get it out. Get it out. Tigers MS, thanks for joining us. It is West Tigers Live, episode 27. And the West Tigers, unfortunately, on the brink of missing out on the top eight this year. Basically, tonight we're going to discuss it. 89 minutes of football the week before, how it has potentially ended the Tigers season. Also, we're going to look at how speed kills. Well, a lack of it kills your season. The slowdown of the West Tigers since 2005 and where it's taking them. The miracle, can either Penrith beat Brisbane or the Warriors beat Canberra by enough? And the Tigers also beat Melbourne. I say it can happen, but probably only stave off the inevitable for 1 week. We, of course, preview the game, be the Storm, and RMS's last word. RMS, you've got the stats from the game. Roosters 44, the Tigers 20. Were there any redeeming features, or like Coach Tim Sheens said after the game in his press conference, it just was everyone played badly?
Well, everyone did play badly, but to be honest, looking at the stats, they've had worse stats during the year. Obviously, the score 44 to 20, but the completions for the Roosters had 53% possession, Tigers 47. Roosters had 28 out of 36 completions, and the Tigers had 21 out of 33. Total runs, 166 to 148 to the Roosters, and the total metres were 1,295 to 1,253, so not much difference there. Tigers had four more offloads than the Roosters. They had one less line break. Their kick metres were... They had five less kicks and 200 less metres than the kicks. And the errors, they had 13 errors to the Roosters, 8. Tackles, the Tigers made 318 tackles to the Roosters, 270. The Roosters missed 35 tackles and the Tigers missed 27 tackles. And the Roosters had 7 penalties to the Tigers, 5. They've been horribly worse than that stat-wise, the Tigers, this year. Like against Parramatta, and they won that game. So I really think they did just make... The mistakes they made were punished, and punished by tries every time. Mm. Roosters, to their credit, they were playing well, but to be honest, they weren't really playing against much, with the exception of probably two 10-minute periods. The first 10 minutes of the game, where I thought the Tigers looked like they were on their game. Mm. They were playing patient football, trying to get repeat sets and that kind of thing. It didn't quite pay off. Corabidi, unfortunately, knocked on, and from there, the 13th minute, Roosters went on a rampage. Now, the Tigers' back five by Ryan, Utai, Ashford, Lawrence and Corabidi all made over 100 metres from their various runs. Aaron Woods was once again, and I think Aaron Woods, regardless of if the Tigers made the finals or not, he should definitely be getting a spot, an Australian spot at least in the squad, at least to gain some experience. Because he has been so consistent. Once again, 122 metres off only 14 runs, and he made 38 tackles for one missed tackle. That's a mammoth effort by him. Gareth Ellis tried very hard again. He had 12 runs for 130 metres. He made 40 tackles with only 3 misses. And Chris Hyington's continuing his good form with 112 metres and 27 tackles. It just wasn't a good day. Nothing was happening and everything was going right for the Roosters. To be honest, it was a pretty ugly game to watch. It was very, very hard to watch. I don't know what was more embarrassing, the fact that the halftime score or the fact that I willingly watched the second half.
for the good of the show, because I of course missed the game live anyway, but you were able to catch it live, which gives that different feel to watching it on the replay, even though sometimes watching the replay in itself can be good because you can really analyse the guys' performances.
You can.
But yeah, I mean, obviously such a big game, and with all the massive comebacks that's happened this year as well, I guess there was still that underlying maybe miracle sort of turnaround.
Well, there was, and yeah, that second 10-minute period where Korobidi scored, then Aishwood scored, then the Tigers ran around again and Benji scored, but it went back to the first try where Aishwood was given the try correctly. It was that kind of game. They just, there was no real flow. They couldn't get anything happening. I think it kind of, when Tuivasa Sheck scored against over the top of Utah didn't even jump for the ball. Basically, Tuivasa Sheck just sat on his shoulder and waited for the ball to come down, and he was always going to score from there.
Yeah.
It just kind of typified the Tigers' effort.
Bad decision making.
Bad decision making, and like the effort was there. So that's probably a bad, an incorrect call by me. The effort was there, but maybe perhaps execution or decision making, as you said, was certainly, I don't know, they left it back on the bus or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, on the one hand, you say, well, they tried too hard, I think Sheen said, but on the other hand, they were flat. And I put it back down the week before. I said, as soon as the Tigers lost that game, I said, well, that's it. You put in 89 minutes, you know, hard-fought game, and you come out of it with nothing, it's going to be very hard to pick yourself up from that. In fact, I knew the Bulldogs would find it hard to pick themselves up from that as well. And lo and behold, they got, you know, the Raiders the next week. So
yeah, it was
a four-point game, because essentially by playing that well against the Bulldogs, you basically set them up to lose the week later against the very team that, you know, you were hoping wouldn't win.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Which is ironic when the Tigers themselves have been criticised through the year of watching other teams too much. But this was one act where, you know, maybe they should have been watching the other game and looking at the permutations and saying, look, you know, like, this is going to end badly. The Dogs were always due for a loss, and, you know, they got it 1 week later than us as Tigers fans hoped they'd get it. And now, really, it's going to take a miracle for the West Tigers to sneak into the top eight, and really, even if they make it, it'll be mere formality, because there's no way that without Robbie Farah that they're going to topple teams like the Cowboys or even the Sharks.
Apparently Robbie will play if they make the finals.
Right. Well, that's encouraging, at least, because the way Brisbane are going, I'm not going to say 100% they're gone. It's just as likely Penrith win that game on Friday night, and, you know, the Storm may rest players on Saturday, and even if they don't, I think the Tigers have still got a chance for a big game at home at Leichhardt Oval. But anyway, we'll talk about that shortly. Speed kills, or lack of it. The Tigers teams of that 05 era, the Daniel Fitzhenrys, the Pat Richards, Tuaniela Tuiaki, moving on a bit, all had blazing speed. Benji Marshall himself, Chris Lawrence. They do seem to have taken a step back speed-wise. Lawrence, with all his injuries, isn't as fast as he was. Benji Marshall's perhaps looking his age. The new guy, Korobidi, looks super fast. But at the moment, do you agree with me that perhaps they're lacking a step, the Tigers, and, you know, that potency to score from all across the field isn't there anymore, and thus with it, that danger element of playing against the Tigers isn't there? Look, teams aren't afraid anymore?
Definitely, I think they're lacking a few weapons, with the exception of Korobidi, who scored another try on the weekend, so he can get across the line. But guys like Bo Ryan, whilst he is has been outstanding this year, he is not, like, and he's still fast, he's not, but he's not lightning quick, you know, that kind of damaging fast for the NRL level.
Yep.
Utai hasn't ever really been that way, but he is a bullocking runner, so he provides something different in that manner. But, yeah, it is, and it has been a worry, and perhaps it's a reflection of 2006. They had the same team. I know Benji was injured in 2006 for a lot of the year. Mm-hmm. But they let the bigger teams lord all over the littler teams. Mm. And slowly from 2006, the Tigers have been trying to build up a bigger team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's a little bit short-sighted, perhaps, in terms of that kind of... If they were going down that rate, they had to kind of play a bit of 50-50 in terms of size and speed. It's a hard thing, and I totally agree that we are much, like, Tigers are much slower than they have been in past years.
And some of it could be, like you say, to do with, you know, holding down. It definitely feels this year that referees aren't blowing the whistle. So the hold down, the inside the 10 is far increased. They're getting away with a lot more, indicative of teams like the Bulldogs, you know, with their style leading the comp. In fact, pretty much every team, with the possible exception of Souths and the Cowboys, play that way, that are in the top eight right now, that more grinding sort of style.
Yeah.
So that flashiness that of 05, where it wasn't just the Tigers, but the Cowboys as well, and, you know, there were other teams that would throw the ball about, and they were the successful teams. That era has definitely passed, and the Tigers have tried to go and follow the new era, but like you say, I think they might have been caught out a little bit. They've still got a very small forward pack in comparison to other teams.
Just to interrupt you there, just quickly, on a little bit of a signing rumour that I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard Manly are going to have to release Brent Kite.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently the Tigers have him. That's the
rumour. Wow. That's a huge breaking news on West Tigers Live. And, of course, you've got to follow us on Twitter to get this info if you're not already, at TigersMS78 or at Paulie G Sports, because we can give you the relevant information, not only in regards to the show, but also such things as these. And the website's a good source of information as well, www.pauliegsports.com. And if you don't already do it, download NRL Live, because that's where we talk about all the teams and all the games. You can find that at the website as well. Look, Brent Kite is probably one of those guys that some Manly fans are infuriated by, but, you know, he's a big guy, and he is a guy that that usually stands up and does his work up the middle with a minimum of fuss. That would be obviously a big boost to the depth of the West Tigers forward pack, that as soon as Keith Galloway and Aaron Woods go off, just seems to completely lose any dominance it has in a game.
Yep.
Wow. I like Eddie Pettibourne a lot. I'm glad he's coming over. And
yeah,
I think
that's what makes me doubt it a little bit, that the Tigers have got those guys coming over. But I guess you never know what can happen in the off-season. And if there's rumours, generally it means that Kite is going somewhere. May not be to the Tigers, it may be somewhere else, but more than a few rumours and rumblings that it will be the Tigers.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, I think Takiri, he's not really likely to come back, and there'll be a bit of money available because of that. Whether they are also banking on a bigger sort of amount of money to play with.
There's an extra 600,000.
That could have a lot to do with it. But yeah, they need to get bigger up front to make up for their now sort of the fact that their speed is really less than other teams like the Cowboys, who have blazing speed at the three-quarter line and, you know, are a team that could make some waves in this final series coming up. Okay, well, that's very interesting because I guess it solved the problem of the big guys, but still the slowdown of the Tigers since 05. The question is, where is it taking them, Tigers MS, just finally? Do you see it continuing, or do you think that maybe the clean-out that was the aborted clean-out from last year, will it begin again? Are the likes of Lottie Takiri, Blake Ashford, Matt Utai, are they under threat to still be around?
I think Lottie's under a bit of pressure. I think he'll probably stay with the club, but maybe in a different role. Utai will probably get another season due to this year. Ashford will probably get another season due to previous years. But, geez, a lot of these guys will definitely be under the pump in 2013. It's going to be very interesting to see in the off season, not only player movements but possible coaching movements one way or the other.
There has been a rumour regarding Tim Sheens. The rumour that I read, it didn't have any sources. It didn't really state anything. Is there anything you're hearing in regards to Tim Sheens' position? Is he safe as coach of the West Tigers?
I think he is, and I think he'll go for this 2013 will be his final year. And I have heard something, and I'm not sure where I heard it. It was a little while ago, but it was something to do with Sheens becoming coaching director at the club. And, I'm not quite certain who would take over from him.
Yeah, it seems a strange time for him to pass it over and become coaching director. I know that I've been one, and we've both been ones to say that could work. And maybe they could have done it a few years ago. Right now, the best year to do it would have been when Steve Folks was still around, I
Correct.
Think. Right now, really, unless you're looking at going and nabbing Folks off St. George... who knows? They may make a move of their own and put him in.
Yeah, you never know.
But we'll have to see on that one, that's for sure. If they were going to make a move, that would probably be more likely than there really isn't anyone on that coaching staff that to me suggests that they're ready to take over as first grade. In fact, I harken back to 05 when the Brisbane Broncos crashed out of the semi-finals at the hand of the West Tigers. Wayne Bennett sacked everyone. Old mates of his, Kevin Walters, Glenn Lazarus, good blokes. He didn't feel they were going in the right direction. Totally clean house. The next year they won it all. Tim Sheens may have to make some tough decisions. Roy Simmons was probably never the best assistant coach that they've had, but he's probably an improvement on the current group. I understand he's available. He was sacked as coach in England recently. Whether he's taken up another post or not, I'm not sure. He could be someone that would come back to the club. There may be other people around in them.
Yeah. I think any assistant coach or anything like that, if any assistant coach gets a chance to coach, be the head coach at a club, I think most of them would take it.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if they make some adjustments, but I think it is high time. Tim Sheens is going to have to do something there and have a little bit of a clean out. Some of the players probably are going to have to be on notice, and even some of his assistant coaches. So, the miracle. Can Penrith beat Brisbane? I know both you and I believe that the Panthers will win this weekend. Brisbane's attack has been absolutely directionless in recent weeks. It's almost impossible to see how they will turn around. But with everything to play for, obviously... they're still going to go into the game as firm favourites, not mentioning Petro Sivanisiva's last match in Brisbane. It's not over for the Tigers if Brisbane do win. Brisbane have a far superior for and against record, but as long as Tigers win, of course, against Melbourne, they could rely on the Warriors upsetting Canberra in New Zealand on Sunday. We spoke about it in NRL Live, Tigers MS. It is possible. Canberra are such an erratic team that despite it having everything to play for, they could potentially lose this match on Sunday.
Yeah, well, they're erratic. Warriors are erratic as well. The Warriors could very well turn it on. You just don't know. There is a question mark over Sam Williams for the Raiders.
Yeah, he's been
He has been named, but he was under a bit of a cloud.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just don't know. The thing is, it's so tight, and I think, you know, it's, you know, pretty much proof positive that the salary cap works.
Yeah.
That you can have a situation where both... Now, if Brisbane lose, say, you know, Brisbane lose by 50, for example, or, you know, to get below the Tigers, you know, to be minus 27 or 26 or whatever, and the Tigers lose by 1 point, for example, then the Tigers can still get into the eight on that.
But then they'd be relying on other teams also.
Yeah, no, I mean, if they lost, that kind of thing. It's just, what I'm saying is that it's just so close and so packed in that 6-7, or the 7-8-9-10-11 spot.
And it's amazing, really, that neither Gold Coast or Newcastle, or even St. George, you know, that some of the games that those teams lost, well, for Gold Coast, Newcastle was this week, just gone, because they should really be there at 26 themselves and fighting for that eighth spot this week.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, like Brisbane are paying for a poor second half of the year, where the Tigers are paying for a poor first half.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so it's one of those things. I mean, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. I mean, being a Tigers fan, I'd really love it if Brisbane did lose on the Friday.
Yeah.
It'd certainly add a lot of spice to the Saturday viewing, and even more so to the Sunday viewing as well. It's a very interesting last round.
I mean, the Tigers could end up in seventh if both.
Well, exactly.
Brisbane right. And
if all things happen and the stars align for them, then yeah, they could end up in seventh, which is crazy.
Yeah, well, I'd rather that. An eighth, because eighth looks like it'll be the Cowboys. Unless Souths or Manly lose, then it could be one of those two teams.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be... I guess you finish anywhere, six, seven or eight, it's tough.
Yeah, I think under this new system, it's almost impossible to win outside the top four and definitely outside the top six.
And I know everyone said that, but you watch this year, something will happen and... someone will win from eight, doesn't he?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like you say, you go on a run. It's four games, new season, all the rest of the mumbo-jumbo. I think a lot of it revolves around where those away games are. So if
exactly
you have
right,
to travel to the Cowboys, or you have to, you know, a Sydney team going to New Zealand, for example, is much tougher than a Sydney team playing another Sydney team.
Exactly,
so suddenly
right,
that away game isn't quite as big as a punishment. Well, good time to do the preview. West Tigers versus the Melbourne Storm. Saturday night at Leichhardt Oval. Let's look at the two teams that were named today. West Tigers have moved Tim Moulton back to fullback. Matt Utai will be on the wing with Marika Corabetti, Blake Aishwood, Bo Ryan in the centres, Chris Lawrence, 5'8", Benji Marshall, halfback, and captain Aaron Woods, Kid Galloway, the props, Masada, Isuefa, hooker, Adam Blair, Gareth Ellis, second rowers, Chris Hyington at lock. The interchange is Junior Moores, Van Murdoch, Masila, Matt Bell, and Tom Humble. No Liam Fulton, he is out with an injury. And obviously no Robbie Farah either. The Melbourne Storm have named all their stars, although that doesn't mean they're all going to play. Billy Slater's at fullback. Sissel Wacker is on the wing with Anthony Quinn, Justin O'Neill, Will Chambers at the centres, Gareth Widdop, 5'8", Cooper Cronk, halfback, Jesse Bromwich and Jason Riles are the props, Cameron Smith, hooker, Sikamanu, Ryan Hoffman, second rowers, Todd Lowry is the lock. Interchange, Ryan Hinchcliffe, Brian Norrie, Jamin Lowe and Kevin Proctor. The referees are Tony Archer and Brett Suttor. So they've got the best ref, or the number one ref, for this game. It is a big game, obviously. And looking at the stats between the two teams, well, 21 overall games, the Tigers have won 8 and the Storm have won 13. So definitely the Storm are going to go in the game favourites in all ways. However, the Tigers, at least at home, have a better record. Yes, at Leichhardt Oval, they've certainly have got a much better record. 8 total games the two teams have played there. West Tigers have won 6, Storm only the 2. With Tony Archer, the Tigers have won 19, lost 26, while the Storm have won 33 and lost 16. But head-to-head, the Tigers have won 2 out of the 3 games that Archer has reffed against the Storm and the Tigers. So, Tigers MS, can the Tigers win this weekend?
Well, form would say not. But given Leichhardt Oval and given the crazy games that Melbourne and the Tigers have at Leichhardt, I reckon there's a big chance that the Tigers can do this. I remember Leichhardt was the infamous night of the Danny Williams king hit. Billy Slater kicking and stamping John Skandalis, I think it was.
Yeah.
So there's always something happening at Leichhardt. I'm not sure what it is about it, about the Oval, but... and then even last year, the Tigers lost, I think it was 12-4. But that game was a really tense affair. So I think that there's a few things working in the Tigers' favour. Gareth Ellis's last home game.
Yep.
They'll be up for that. He's pretty much the best import that the NRL has seen, arguably. Even if you're not arguing, he's definitely in the top 3.
Yeah.
So he's been there. They'll want to give him a good send-off. There will be a big crowd there if Brisbane lose on Friday night. If it's not sold out already, it will be. They can do it. They just need to, keep their defensive. Their defensive line against the Roosters was very haphazard. No one was talking to anyone. The Tigers were jamming in. When they didn't need to, and leaving wingers unmarked and everything, you can't do that against the Storm. It's going to come down, and I know that that people hate doing this to players, but it comes down to on the shoulders of Benji Marshall.
Yes,
he has to have a really big game. And it has to be almost a perfect one for the Tigers to compete. I do like Chris Lawrence at 5'8". Tim Molson just doesn't have the confidence to play 5'8" at the moment.
No.
He started going well at fullback spot. But as injuries and everything else happened, he was changed to 5'8". He didn't do very well last week. Prefer to see him back at the 1.
Me too.
At least for the rest of this season, however long that may be, whether it's 1 game, 2, 3, 4 or 5.
Yeah, he has to play there or not in the starting 13, really.
Yeah, I agree with that. The forwards are going pretty well.
They're going to miss Liam Fulton.
Yeah, they are going to miss Liam Fulton because he tackles very well, so... I think that's possibly why Chris Lawrence is now at the 6, playing in the 6, so he can defend that a little bit wider, as per Fulton would have done. If Fulton was playing in the back row.
Yeah.
Junior Moores has been coming along well in the last couple of games. I thought he's played a lot better than he has for the rest of the year. Ben Metabasila looked much better for the run. Matt Bell, as usual, has been pretty solid during the season, and Tom Humble. Well, we know he can play, and we know he's got some skills. Starting. So he does provide a fair bit of a spark from dummy half. It's just the defence that I am worried about.
Yeah.
He can score plenty of tries. It's just stopping him. Whether or not Melbourne play
all of their stars, which remains to be seen. I thought Cameron Smith looked a little bit jaded last night. I'm dead certain Billy Slater will play to just get some more miles back in his knee.
Yeah.
I certainly think Cooper Cronk will play, so maybe they might only be missing one or two, maybe in their forwards.
It's a 5-day turnaround for the Storm.
Right. And because it is a short turnaround, then they've got the finals next week. Bellamy might use that time to freshen up some people. Tigers can't afford that. And they're going to have to, probably play their best game of the year to date to win this one.
Well, the Tigers will be embarrassed by last week's performance, and rightly so. I think they're definitely going to come out all guns blazing at home, Leichhardt Oval, like you say, for Gareth Ellis's final match. Storm, whether they play or their players play fair income or not, will remains to be seen, but I think the Tigers either way are going to win this game. If the Storm do decide to rest a bunch of their big guns, they may win it pretty well. Whether it matters or not, well, we don't know that. As much as that game on Friday night will go a long way towards knowing, there is still the opportunity, if Brisbane win that game, that the Tigers sneak into eighth with a Raiders loss to the Warriors, as long as the Tigers either have a good win or the Warriors win by plenty. So there's everything to play for on Saturday night for the West Tigers, and they really have no excuse, even with the loss of their inspirational captain, Robbie Farah, and arguably their best player this season, Liam Fulton, both out through injury. I think they can do it. Either way, we'll be here next week, but whether we're doing a show the week after will depend not only on their performance on Saturday night, but other games as well. RMS, what is your last word?
Well, the last word, it's going to be a shortish one. And it's going to involve two quotes. And the first quote will relate to the previous 25 rounds for the Tigers. And it comes from the all-time great coach in the NFL, Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
And it's not, the quote is, winning is not everything, but wanting to win is. Now that relates to the last 25 rounds. Everyone's had to do their thing, try and win every game. Everyone's tried really hard. Whether or not it's happened is another thing, but they had to, but that will to win, wanting to win, has to be there.
Yep.
As for this round, round 26, I've got another quote from another NFL coach and owner in Al Davis for the LA Raiders.
Al Davis?
Yep, his quote is just win, baby.
Just win, baby.
And that's it.
Good way to end it, Tigers MS. You can follow him at TigersMS78 on Twitter. You follow me at PaulieGSports, also on Twitter. Or just go to the website, www.PaulieGSports.com. Get all the information there. Tigers MS, thanks very much for tonight.
No problem.
We'll see you next week.
You will.